is the same today and forever it will be the same. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving thanks. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Praise the Lord. I want to thank our Father in the Lord, the Senior Pastor of this commission, for giving me this privilege to come before us for this word again. And we pray that the grace of God will continue to rest upon His servant, so that we'll be able to carry this word to the very end in the name of Jesus. We want to also appreciate our mommy. Let's put our hands together for our mommy. Put your hands together for our mommy. Mommy, we want to thank you, God, for your life, for being a very great support to our daddy. We pray that the Lord God Almighty will prosper you and reward you in this season, in this camp, in the name of Jesus. As you continue to labor to support God's servants, the Lord God Almighty will also support you and pray in the name of Jesus. Church, put your hands together for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. All right, we are in the mode of experiencing and manifesting God's love. Our Father in the Lord have spoken so many things concerning God's love to us and how we should respond to God's love as God's children. The role that we have to play as believers in responding to God's love. Tonight, I'm going to be sharing with us the benefits of manifesting and experiencing God's love. The benefits of manifesting and experiencing God's love. Now, some of the things I'll be saying tonight is going to be an addition to what our Father has been sharing with us since the month began. Praise the Lord. Our anchor scripture for the month of May is taken from John chapter 13, from verse 34 to 35. Please turn your Bible with me to John chapter 13. I believe you came with your Bible tonight. If you came with your Bible, turn with me to John chapter 13. We'll read from verse 34 to 35. A new commandment I give unto you. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye love one another. Verse 35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. No Christian can love another Christian who does not love himself. Praise the Lord. No believer can love his fellow believer who does not love himself. Jesus Christ said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 23, Matthew chapter 22, you mean verse 39. He said, you shall love the Lord the God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your strength. And he said, the second one is like the first one. You shall love what? Your neighbor as yourself. It is the same way you love yourself that you can love your neighbor. We cannot show forth love, we cannot love our brothers, we cannot love our sisters in this kingdom if we don't love ourselves. Any man that hates himself must and inevitably hates his neighbor. Praise the Lord. No Christian can express his or her love for another believer, for another Christian, without having first of all to show that love to himself or herself. It is very easy to profess the word, I love you. It is very easy to say, I love you. I will do anything for you. I will always be there for you. When the need arrives, will you actually be there? Will you actually stand to defend that person that you said you love? Jesus Christ said to his disciples, by this they will know that you are my disciples, if indeed you love each other. In John chapter 15, verse 13, it said, greater love has no man than this, that a man should give down his life for his friend. Jesus Christ loved his disciples so much, unto the point of showing that love to them.
He loved us.
When we were nowhere to be found, Praise God.
No matter how tough, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging time may be, you shouldn't throw away your love for one another. In the midst of persecution, the disciples could still hold themselves together to bear the mark and the body of Jesus Christ before Jesus. In the face of persecution, in the face of beating, in the face of hardship, the disciples could still hold themselves together to say, to die for the Lord is far better.
Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Why is it difficult? Many of us will say to practice this God's law indeed is difficult. But thank God, God's servant, and also one of the prayers he led us to pray on Sunday was that we should ask for grace. Grace to learn forgiveness. Grace to learn to be patient. Grace to learn to be loving. Grace to learn to be in service to the Lord. Why? Because to do it naturally, it will be very difficult. Even in Ephesians chapter 6, it is written, chapter 5, that husband, love your wives. And why? What should you do? Respect your husband. Now, how many people really practice that thing written there? How many of us actually practice what is there? And say, for by this, the people will know that you are not my disciples. You can't on your own love another person because you can't do it by your own ability. And that's why we're asking for grace. Why? Because naturally, the life of every man, the natural man, is selfishness. The life of every natural man is what? Selfishness. But now that we are born again, it is a requirement that we must what? Manifest love, whether we like it or not. That is the life we are being called into. Praise God. Your wife may not say, she may not look very loving to you. Your husband may not look very respectable to you. But you have to key into what the word of God says. Some of the benefits include, one, you will enjoy peace with God. Amen. One of the benefits of manifesting and experiencing God's law is that you will enjoy peace with God. Amen. Any man that is not loving will always face disappointment. Why? The opposite of love is hatred. So any man that carries hatred everywhere will always be denying what he wants. Why? The mark of disapproval will be written all over that person. But there is a spirit of love that will be inside of you that makes you acceptable everywhere you go. One, first of all, make you acceptable to God. Two, make you acceptable to your fellow men. You see the reason why we must have to practice to manifest gospel. Praise God. You might have heard about some persons maybe in our area, in our community, in our nation. One thing, maybe the person is dead or the person is not around that environment again. They will say, one thing about that man is that man is loving. That's one thing I can remember that man. The man is loving. For example, how is the man loving? One, is sang Paul and was able to give out water to everybody that's asked to pray for charge. It can be that that's one thing they can remember that person for. But it was as a result of what? The act of what? Love. So you enjoy peace with God and men. And what are we looking for in this world today? Is it not peace? Why are we fighting to get money? Is it not for comfort life? And when we do that, love can attract it. Love can attract it. Even those that are unloving, when they come your way, sometimes you can smell it. And that is the beginning of the mark of disapproval. Number two,
It frees you from the life of comparison. It frees you from the life of what? Comparison. How does it free you from the life of comparison? You are not transformed by the progress that your brother is making in church. You are not disturbed by the progress that the sister is making in the church. All you need to do is celebrate with them. There are a lot of bitterness in church. There are a lot of malice in the church. A lot of hatred in the church. A lot of anger beside the heart of people in the church. Why? These are things that the love of God should destroy completely. But I believe that at the end of this meeting tonight, the Lord will speak to you and pour out on you the spirit of love in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Number three, it will destroy every root of bitterness in you. The reason why there is comparison is because there is bitterness. It will destroy every root of bitterness in you. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, the last verse, it said there is faith, there is hope, and there is love. It said among the three, the greatest of them is what? Is love. You may know how to pray in tongues, and even pray in tongues of angels. But if you lack love, you are not going anywhere. You may have all the knowledge that is required in this kingdom, but yet if you don't love, you are not yet living as a believer. Praise God. So if we love each other, there is no need for us to war. Competition is not in Christian life. It's in the world then, not for us. Not for us. What do we do in this kingdom? If God prosper you, we should celebrate with you. If you are making progress, we should celebrate with you. We have no cause to envy you. Or, you know, there is no room for jealousy. Why? Because that car that you own is my car. If we carry that mentality of your car is my car, if we change our mentality on how we see each other. You know why? You can't naturally see me on the way. Under the wind and drive past me. You have to assist me.
Yes.
If I'm hungry and I told you, there's nobody else I can tell you, but I'm able to meet you and ask you, brother, I'm hungry. I believe that no matter how tough it is, you will always want to do your best to make sure you give me something to eat. So all this, therefore, means that all the money you have in your bank account is also my money.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so if you read Acts chapter 2 from verse 44, it said they were breaking bread from one house to another. Why? Some places even volunteer to sell their property. You know why? They were overwhelmed by love. Not until we are overwhelmed by love, sir. It can have an expression in the outside. This was the Lord that brought Jesus Christ into the temple and was using whip to drive the people that were selling in that place. What is the spiritual lesson of that? The house of God is not a place where people should sell. The house of God is not a place where people should spread evidence. It's not a place where people should spread hatred. He said, having love is own, in love they need to be very good. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lastly, a better life with a better experience. A better life with a better experience. There is no man that don't want to have a better experience. He said, my lines are falling unto what? Pleasant places. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Why? When you manifest God's love as He should, things fall in place for you. Things fall in place for you.
Things that you cannot even describe how they happen. Even your enemy, they will make friends.
They cannot explain it.
Why? Because while they are trying to harm you, your response to them is with love. Now, you are not being overcome by their wickedness. You overcome their wickedness with the goodness that is flowing in your life. Then you are fulfilling the word of God in Romans chapter 12, verse 28. Now that they come to you with evil intention, but you feed them. You feed them with love, you even feed them with material substance. What the Bible says you are doing is that you are heaping coal on their head. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This love life is what we have been called to live. Number one, I said, the benefit of manifesting God's love is that you will enjoy peace with God and man. There are things you don't qualify for. People are being disallowed, but God said, I have put a mark on your head to set you apart. Because of the love life you are living, it even boosts your prayer life. Many prayer go unanswered because they are praying out of anger. Many prayer go unanswered because they are praying out of jealousy. And that is why many prayer go unanswered. Praise the Lord. As you get ready to round up. Now, number two, I'm going through it again. I said it frees you from the life of comparison. He said those that compare themselves with themselves, they are not what? Wise. And no, he said they are not wise. We are not called into a life of comparison. We are not called into a life of comparison. No. That is why our love in this kingdom is different from the love that they have in the world. The love they have in the world is so what will I get from you? In the kingdom, it's not like that. It's what I can give to you. Now, most of the time, I know that many of us use this word. Sometimes I say, maybe you bought something new. They will say, let's worship. At times, the way we are supposed to worship in the kingdom is supposed to be different. It's supposed to be different. It's supposed to be one of the ways. Let us say that you bought a new car, for example. The way we are supposed to worship is that we buy you a fuel.
Praise
the Lord. We buy you what? Praise the Lord. Alright, number three. It will destroy every root of what? Bitterness. Lastly, a better life with a better experience. Rise up on your feet tonight. Let's begin to thank God. Let's worship the Lord. Let's have the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As a human, there are days you are angry. There are days you are angry. Even God himself, there are days you are angry. But when you are angry, and after a while, as a child of God, you walk away now, happy. Especially when there is meditation, people have come. To say, come, it's okay. All they have not said is okay, but you that comes to church and listen to God's word, you hear the word of God. You hear God's word. And the pastor talks about not what the evil of the